Well, if you were listening to the show last week, I was talking about the planned new expansion of the Seattle Aquarium. Now, what kind of a person could be such a horrible human being to oppose an aquarium expansion? Well, me, because they're asking for $80 million tax dollars at a time when families are being torn apart by inflation and recession and crime. We don't have enough cops on the streets. A person who is also fighting this battle is Aline Fortgang. I talked to her when she was trying to free the elephants from the Woodland Park Zoo, and she joins us once again here on the Dori Monson Show. Hey, Aline, it's good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, so I'll ask you the rhetorical question I asked at the beginning. What kind of a person can oppose an aquarium expansion, Aline?
How about someone who's sensible?
Ah.
You know what? This ill-conceived project is wrong on so many levels. I mean, as you know, it's using our tax dollars for what the REIT fund was not intended to be used for. It's antithetical to
Let me make sure I understand. The REIT fund, is that where they created a taxing district on the downtown residents to improve the waterfront?
No, it's the real estate excise tax, the REIT tax. And it's a tax that people pay every time they sell their homes. It's collected then.
Okay, because I also note there's what's called a LID, a local improvement district, where they put a hefty tax on every condo and business property owner in the waterfront area. So they have a couple of income streams already.
Right, okay. So anyway, the REIT tax was intended to be used for infrastructure. And we're contending that with all the issues going on in this city, you know, that this is not the best use of money. And your favorite council member, Shama Sawant, voted against it, and as did Alex Peterson. So, you know, wasn't unanimous to give this additional $20 million loan to the aquarium. But it's just the wrong use of our money. We have so many other priorities. And Mayor Harrell has it in his power to take it out of the budget. So that's what we're pushing for, is for him to strike this line item of giving this additional $20 million to the aquarium, coupled with the fact that the repayment schedule hasn't even been established and won't be until after the debt is offered.
You're talking about this $20 million loan, but all the news reports last week said that $80 million of the $160 million, half of it is going to be publicly financed. So taxpayers are going to have to come up with $80 million total.
Right. But I think they already have it. So, I we're working on the last $20
million
that the aquarium is trying to get. I mean, the initial $34 million was given to them in 2019. So that's gone, you know. So, I mean, we have to work with what they're still have their hand
okay,
out for.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so there are two components here. One is the financial part of it. I don't understand how something like the Seattle Aquarium can't be expected to be self-funding. They can have fundraisers, friends of the aquarium. They have hundreds of thousands of cruise ship passengers coming to downtown waterfront every summer, and a lot of them are looking for shore excursions, and a lot of them end up walking around to the aquarium. I mean, how can they not be demanded to be self-funding with all the possible revenues they have already?
I totally agree with you. I believe that the captivity industry, those who choose to look at despondent animals, either in tanks or cages, should support these institutions if they want it. It shouldn't be up to those, you know, taxpayers who may never go to one of these institutions to pay for it. This whole thing about you have to see an animal in order to care about an animal and save an animal, it's hogwash. There are no metrics. There are no peer-reviewed scientific research that upholds this time-worn claim that, you know, we have to have these institutions or else all animals will go extinct.
But you do have to have washed a hog to know what hogwash is. That's something I have learned over the years.
Well, you know, there's plenty of superb in-the-field conservation efforts that have helped animals. where they are.
Let's get to the second part, because I brought up the financial, but I know that what you're passionate about is what you just mentioned, the captivity issue. And as you know, I did a 180 on elephants in the zoo, and part of it was after talking to you, Elaine, and finding out and educating myself. They're building a huge shark tank. Everyone I've talked to is so excited about this because they're going to have this ocean pavilion. What's wrong with those just from a animal and fish standpoint?
Okay, well, first of all, sharks are migratory. They're migratory animals, and whether they're bred or they're captured from the waters of the South Pacific, they all retain their natural instincts. And sharks are migratory, as I said. And so they can't do that in a tank. So they suffer immeasurably. And, you know, why are we this day and age promoting the suffering of animals? You know, I'll give another example of an animal that's condemned to this tank is the bow-mouth guitarfish. Now, in order for them to get rid of the bacteria on their body, they crawl along the sandy bottom of the ocean in undulating movements, and they gain a lot of speed doing this, and they will jump high out of the sea into the air at astounding heights. Well, they can't do that in a tank. I mean, everything that's natural, normal, and important to these animals is denied to them. They're deprived of everything that's important.
Let me jump in for just a second on that, because I think you would agree the people who work at the aquarium, in that industry, they care deeply about the creatures that they care for, don't you think?
You know, I think they care for the animals, but in a way that has yet to truly understand. Because if you care about these animals, you don't want them to suffer. And when you look at these animals in the zoo or in the aquarium, you know, for example, the penguins at the zoo, they swim in vertical circles. This is unnatural. They have the stereotypical behavior, which is the way animals numb their mind to this unbearable suffering. These, you know, look at the gray fox pacing back and forth. You know, look at the orangutans who shroud themselves under burlap or under a blanket or with a bucket on their head almost all the time. They are miserable, and if you care for animals, you don't want them to be miserable. You know, you want to put our resources towards helping them in the wild where they belong.
So do you think? If there's going to be an aquarium, you think they should just be single cell creatures like the jellyfish and things that don't have much sentience? Is that what you think they should be limited to?
Well, that jellyfish cares about its own life, that's for sure. But, you know,
no, they're pretty dumb. Come on, the jellyfish.
Well, wait a second. The point is, we have technology. We live in a technology-rich environment here in the Puget Sound where we could put together a state-of-the-art experience and lead the country and the world in how to learn about animals and conserve animals without harming or any single animal or causing any premature death. I mean, I'll give you an example. The Aquarium of Hawaii uses technology to give the visitor there an inside look at the complex lives of the Maui humpback whales. And this is impossible. You can't do that in an outmoded aquarium like ours. You need high-tech technology to accomplish this.
Well, I will say, I mean, just from a personal perspective, when our girls were little, we went to SeaWorld. I hadn't evolved on this issue to where I am now. I think it's disgusting now. But last summer, or just last fall, or spring, actually, I was up in Sitka, and we saw some whales breaching in the open ocean of the North Pacific. That's one of the most thrilling things I've ever seen in my life, Elaine, because I knew that it was there on its terms and its habitat doing what it wanted to do, and there's just simply no comparison.
You know, Dory, kids learn differently from the way I learned. I'm 70 now, and kids learn differently, and they are aware that these animals are not acting as they do in the wild. They know that when they see that animal, that's nothing the way how they should live. It's not a habitat, as the zoo and aquarium would like to say they're habitats. These are not habitats. These are cages, and these animals know their cage, and these animals know they're in a tank, and you know, their head hits the wall and sometimes harms them. They know, we know, that it kills animals, many animals prematurely. We know these things. Okay. So and, why do we keep doing it?
It's a relic. And you know that I'm pretty simpatico with you on all of this. You also know, calling on Bruce Harrell to cancel this $20 million additional funding, that's an impossibility. Only, I mean, no matter how much you and I have to say on this, Bruce Harrell isn't going to say no to an aquarium. It just doesn't play well politically.
You know, I totally understand that. But you know what? Progress happens in baby steps. And by opposing this $20 million and asking him to take it out of the budget, we are, just as I'm on this show, we are letting people know that there are problems with the business model of the zoo and the aquarium. People need to know that. And you know, if they do go to the zoo or aquarium one more time, they'll view these animals with a different lens, that these animals are out of their normal environment and that they are suffering and they will likely die young. And for what? Primarily for our entertainment. And this is, you know, these things have to change.
Yeah. Look, that's why I like having these conversations. There's 0% chance that you or I are going to change this funding for this aquarium. But as I said, I've done a 180 on this issue. I enjoyed talking with you about it. And it's something that I've been very open-minded, because a lot of people think I'm playing against type by agreeing with you on this. But I'm not trying to be any type except me. And that's I agree with what you're saying on all of this. Well, Lena, it's always great talking with you, and we'll stay in touch through all this, okay?
Okay, sounds like a plan. Thank you, Dory.
All right, you take care. Aline Fortgang, she's co-founder of Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and speaking out against the Seattle Aquarium. Love to hear your thoughts on all this. You can text us, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.